Welcome to Corzant Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Courtney Turek. Courtney Turek is a bold risk taker, seasoned sales leader, and entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience in the medical device and healthcare industries. From securing a deal on Shark Tank with Mark Cuban and Lori Greiner, to helping cancer patients minimize hair loss as global VP of sales and marketing at Cooler Heads, Courtney's career is defined by innovation and impact. She is passionate about empowering others to make bold moves and confident choices. Courtney's adventurous spirit has taken her from a small town, Indiana, to residing in 8 states and even solo backpacking in Australia. As a member of the Outlier Project and host of the podcast Bold Moves, Confident Choices, Courtney inspires others to embrace change and live life to the fullest. Well, good afternoon, Courtney. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to join you today and your audience.
That's awesome. I appreciate you and love the energy as always. We talked about that previously, Courtney, and love that the fact that you don't get all the crazy snow we just came out of a blizzard here in Kansas City, but I'm just glad that we're able to connect just one time zone away anyway.
Oh my gosh, a blizzard. Well, we're getting snow here in Charlotte, North Carolina this Friday. So hopefully it's not a blizzard, but snow is not something we're used to here.
For sure. For sure. But that's the way of the weather these days. I'm going to jump into your first question, if you don't mind. And let's talk about your appearance on Shark Tank with Monkey Matt, which led to a deal with Mark Cuban and Lori Greiner. Could you share insights into that experience and how it influenced your entrepreneurial path?
Oh my gosh, what an experience it was, Brian. Everything you see on TV is true. Like when we walk out there for the first time, that is the first time we're seeing the sharks, and that's the first time they're seeing us. However, there's a lot behind the scenes that you don't see, which is typically entrepreneurs, when we walk onto the stage, we're out there anywhere from 30 minutes to 4 hours. We got super lucky because we came out at the end of the day. I think everyone was tired. They're ready to move on. So we were on stage for only about an hour. So we were in and out fairly quick compared to other entrepreneurs. Other than that, they put you through a whole gamut before you even get to that point. Every step of the way, Brian, they tell you it's never a guarantee. So even when they fly you out to LA, even the day of recording, even after you get in front of the sharks or even get a deal or don't get a deal, they always tell you as you walk away, it's never a guarantee. So we were so fortunate we got a deal on Shark Tank and we walked away. And the funny thing is we had no clue if we were going to air or when we would air. So to put that in perspective, Brian, we filmed in early July 2013. We did not air until April 2014, and we got 1 week's notice.
Wow, that's a lot. Talk
it
about
is
anxiety, anticipation. Gosh, that's a roller coaster. I don't know if I'd be able to go through that, but I really do appreciate that. And I'm sure that really has built some of your resiliency through life as an entrepreneur. So I appreciate that. And I see a lot of your posts on social media. Courtney, through your podcast, Bold Moves, Confident Choices, you inspire others to embrace change. What key lessons have you learned from your guests that resonate with your personal and professional life?
Absolutely. So it's been really fun to have these conversations with leaders and entrepreneurs about their bold moves in life. And when I say that, the question I ask everyone is, what was that pivotal bold move in your personal or professional life that catapulted you to that next level? And if we all take a moment to reflect back, you know, we don't always realize what that moment was for ourselves. But what it's taught me is that we all have that moment, Brian. And that moment is really impactful for us. And it can be very emotional for us. And as you lean into my podcast, watch it, listen, you will start to see that emotion come out in people because they haven't really reflected and spoke about that moment in their life that took them to that next level.
Thank you. Like you, being a podcast host, Courtney, it's amazing to have guests on and share their backstory and what they've come through. And there's some really good gems that they share with you that you actually incorporate into your daily life. And I just love how people are so well connected. And I think podcasting brings everybody together in a positive way. So thank you. And Courtney, as a member of the Outlier Project, how has this community influenced your perspective on entrepreneurship and innovation?
Wow, this community has really opened up doors for me, Brian. I found this community when, and as you know, as a leader yourself, Brian, the higher you get, the lonelier it can be. And I was at a point where I needed to redefine that tribe for myself. So when I joined the Outlier Project, what it taught me from an entrepreneurship standpoint is that we all have the power within us to, you know, move forward, think big, dream big, and take action on those dreams we have to bring them to reality. I surround myself with so many entrepreneurs and I watch them achieve major milestones. So it constantly keeps me moving forward and pushing the boundaries for myself, reminding me that I can do it too.
Thank you. It's great to have a community or a tribe, as people say nowadays, to really engage and help and push each other to grow. And also it can be a support group during those times. You know, it's a roller coaster in life sometimes, and we just have to step up and go through that. But it's a lot easier when you have that community supporting you. So Courtney, last question of the day, looking ahead, what emerging trends or technologies in the healthcare sector excite you? And how do you envision contributing to these developments?
Brian, there are so many new developments, especially from a technology standpoint, happening in the medical space as a whole. I will tell you, of course, as we all hear the buzzword AI, it is going to revolutionize and really change the medical practice, patient care as we move forward. However, what I'm most excited about is actually a company I work for today, and that is called Cooler Heads. And what we do is we help to minimize hair loss for chemotherapy patients. I bring this to the forefront because we're finally hitting a pivotal moment in the medical industry where they see the impact not only from physical health, but mental health. And what I've learned by being a leader at Cooler Heads is hair loss is more than just vanity. It is about maintaining a sense of self, identity, telling your story on your own terms, but giving you that positive mental clarity to keep moving forward through your treatment. Cancer patients lose so much all at once. And so if they can look at the mirror and still feel normal and feel like themselves, it actually helps their mental game and their recovery process. So when I talk about the advancement, Brian, your question, insurance is finally recognizing scalp cooling in 2026. As a reimbursable technology, which means we have hit that major milestone where we really are bridging that mental and physical components when it comes to healthcare.
Thank you. You've highlighted a great point, and it's such a great cause that people support in this space we call cancer, which is just a horrible disease all around. But I'm glad that you highlighted that. Obviously, technology is now touching every part of our lives, including the healthcare space. So again, I appreciate the share on that. And Courtney, it was certainly a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Awesome. Brian, thank you for having me, and look forward to staying in touch.
Bye for now.